Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What part of your life needs God's healing touch namuhla? Sesikuyona indaba ye reconciliation. I know ukuthi akusiyona date yanamuhla kodwa ke uyazi ukuthi on Tuesday I'm not here, so ingakho ngithi asiqale la kulolo hlelo siqale ireconciliation. Nami ngokwami mhlawumbe bakhona abantu ukuthi mhlawumbe bayalalela ene kunala ngiye ngaba limaza khona noma mhlawumbe bangasho o ikhona indlela ngiye ngakhuluma ngayo. Ngiyacela bandla ukuthi ke ningixolele kulokho, and then siphinde futhi sibe ngomndeni munye, and siphinde futhi si reconcile. Uma ubuka incwadi ka 2 Corinthians 5 lapha ku verse 18 ithi God gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So losuku lwe reconciliation liyasikhumbuza ukuthi i reconciliation iqala kubani? Kuyena uNkulunkulu. So when we receive his forgiveness, we gain the strength ekutheni nathi sikwazi ukuxolela abanye. Healing ayiqali ngaphandle, bazalwane, it starts inside. Izwi liyasifundisa ukuthi we are called to be carriers of peace, unity kanye nani no restoration. Ingakho phambilini bengibuza ukuthi what part of your life needs God's healing touch namuhla. Simpiwe mini usibusise ngomhlabelelo omuhle ethi nasempini ya usi asharela laphaya go Pastor Benji Mutlong ezosithulela ke a word of encouragement. Yebo, kungasekudala sizobe sijoina ke uyena ke u Pastor Benji Mutlong. Ngingasho nje ukuthi indoda nje enobuhlakani and futhi nje uhlezi inspirer nge motivation asithulela yona uzohamba nathi ke kulo December wonke. So ungaphuthelwa izo zonke le imfundiso noma ke i word of encouragement asithulela yona. Yenze siqiniseke sokuthi iphondo lakho lisuki lapho ku AM 657, gena na ku DSTV audio book 882. Ungakhohlwa ukuthi nangale sigabeni sesibili ngizokuthulela ke imiyalezo emihle ye reconciliation. Sizophinde futhi siqhubeke nokudansa, si praise, si worship njengoba ngizokuthulela ingoma ezintathu zilandelana. Yebo, njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kungasekudala will be joined by a man of wisdom and inspiration, o Pastor Benji. Ithike ngaphambi kokuthi ngikuthulele yena, ngiyindlule ngala.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Kwamanje ke asithole i word of encouragement. Ngibuye naye u Pastor Benji Mutlong njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kule nyanga yonke ka December sihleli naye la ezos motivator, ezos bosisa, ezos encourager, ngoba akekho nje umntwana kaNkuluNkulu kumele athwale imthwalo eyedwa. Sikhona la singomngani, singomsizi wansuku zonke. So ukuthola amazwi aletha ithemba, amazwi ukuthi azokhulisa spiritually ikona ke okuyinhloso ukuthi ke silethe abantu abafana naye o Pastor Benji. Mfundisi sawubona, dumela.
Dumela lady, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. Akukho engicomplaina ngakho. Namanje sisasho sithi God is good all the time. All the time God is good.
Good.
Amen.
It is yet another wonderful day that he has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. and we are definitely going to rejoice and be glad on this day.
Amen. Injalo impela. Ungababingelele emakhaya.
Greetings to the family at Radio Pulpit, Sechilangezi namhlanje.
Mhm. Mfundisi, today usiphatheleni?
I want to have a quick conversation with the fellow believers namhlanje. I have 2 points that I want to share with you. In what the second Samuel chapter 21, verse 15, the time sake we will go from verses 15 to 17. Second Samuel chapter 21, verses 15 to 17. And it goes like this. Once again, there was a battle between the Philistines and Israel. David went down with his men to fight against the Philistines. And he became exhausted. He became tired. And Abishai, brother Ishbibinob, verse 16, and Ishbibinob, one of the descendants of Rapha, whose bronze weighed 300 shekels, and who was armed with a new sword, said he would kill David. Verse 17. But Abishai, son of Zeruah, came to David's rescue. He struck the Philistine down and killed him. Then David's men sought to him, saying, never again will you go out with us to battle, so that the lamp of Israel will not be extinguished. Now, let it be, going back to what this story is about, we are learning, Obuti, the very same David that we knew and know as a hero, the very same David that everyone feared, everyone knew that whenever they faced the Israelites during the era of David as the king of Israel and Judah, they would be in trouble. However, namhlanje we are learning that our superhero David became exhausted in the battlefield. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Our hero became tired in the battlefield. He almost died. This Ishbibinob, who was a giant, he was actually a relative of... Remember that giant that David slayed and became popular
yeah.
about?
Mm-hmm.
Goliath. Ishbibinob was a relative of Goliath. And you can imagine when Ishbibinob is looking at David and is thinking, you killed my ancestor when I'm coming for you. I am coming for you. And at that moment, David was tired as he was fighting, slaying people, but our superhero was tired at this moment. And what is the first point that we are learning, namhlanje, wena, Lady B? It's that even superheroes become tired at some point.
Yes.
This reminds us, Uguti, you and I are only human. Yes, you are the father of the household, but it's okay to be tired at some point. Yes, you are the breadwinner, but it's okay to be tired at some point. Yes, you are a single parent, but it is okay to be tired at some point. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to acknowledge that you are falling apart as a human being. Yes, everybody looks up to you as their superhero. Everybody depends on you. The whole congregation depends on you as the pastor. The family looks up to you because you have to take care of everyone, either financially, emotionally, or mentally. But it's okay to be tired.
Yeah.
That's the first point. It's okay to be tired, despite your title, despite your tags, despite of what people know you as a leader. It's okay to be tired in Fundisi.
Yes.
Point number two, we are learning that when the superhero gets tired and the enemy intends to destroy him, there's a right person at the right place at the right time. His name is Abishai. Point number two, as a superhero who is allowed to be tired, make sure that you surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
Make sure that you have the right people around you. Surround yourself with people who got your back. And you acknowledge that you ought to be vulnerable, because you cannot always be a superhero to everyone. Surround yourself with people who will be strong for you when you are weak. And I'm talking about people, not people who will judge you when you are weak or fragile, but the people
who will put their lives on the line for you. Abishai put his life on the line for David. A $1 million question is, should you fall apart, beloved soldier? Who's got your back? Yeah. Who are the people in your circle? Are they the people who will say, I'm not going to allow my fellow soldier to be naked in public? Are they the people who will say, I'm not going to allow you to fall apart as long as I'm here? I will stand before you. I will stand behind you. I will stand beside you. If any sword comes your way, it has to go through me first. What kind of people do you have in your circle? Are they the people who will run away when your whole world is falling apart? Or are they the people who will say, I'm here by you no matter what? That is the second point. First point, acknowledge when you're falling apart. Yeah. Acknowledge when you're tired. Acknowledge when you're weak. Acknowledge when you're broke. Acknowledge, despite your title, that things are not coming your way. And here's the reason why. You see, when you acknowledge before the Father that you are weak, it's when His strength is made perfect in your weaknesses.
Yeah.
And because you surround yourself with the people that understand His mandate, because you surround yourself with the people that understand your vision, the Father will use those people to protect you and to cover you when you are falling apart.
Yeah.
Remember this. Acknowledge your weak superhero, yet spend time with people who will carry you when you are falling apart. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Ngikuzwa kahle mfundisi uma usho ukuthi sidinga abo abishayi eimpilweni zethu. Because nanoma kuwukuthi wena uyitshela ukuthi unamandla kangakanani, but kunala ukuthi uzophelelwa khona. And singabantu sitshela ukuthi ngoba u survive lokhu nalokho ya manje uyibona ngathi u strong, you know, so usitshela ukuthi yonke into nje ukuthi ingeza I challenge empilweni yakho ungakwazi ukuthi ke uyinqobe, and sikhohlwa ukuthi amandla ethu kunala aphelela khona. So ngiyathanda kakhulu uma usho uthi even nama superheroes become tired, and it's okay to be tired, especially abobaba esikhathini esiningi ngiyazi ukuthi abafuna ukubonisa ukuthi, you know, yebo ngiyazi ukuthi nginamandla kodwa la ngathi sengiphelele, ngoba every time bafuna ukubonakala bangama hero, you know. And ngiyacabanga ukuthi kubulala thina singabantu, kubulala yena lo muntu ofuna ukuyibonisa ukuthi yena u strong kangakanani.
Lady B, it comes to the final point. The Israelites say to David, never again will you go out with us to battle, so that the lamp of Israel will not be extinguished. The problem is, if you always act strong, should you die and be destroyed? Whatever that was your responsibility, it is going to be doomed. That light will be extinguished. If you are taking care of people financially, should you die, people are in trouble because you acted strong. If you are a leader at church and you continue acting strong, the people that depend on you spiritually are going to fall apart. You need to understand that if you don't take a back seat at some point, the people that look up to you will be in trouble. It's exactly the reason why Bathsheba never again, go verse 17, but it, never again will you go out with us to the battle, so that the lamp of Israel will not be extinguished. Superhero, if you act strong even when you have to take a back seat, the people that depend on you are in trouble.
Yes. Rest is not weakness. Ilokho kumele sihlezi sikhumbula lokho. Actually, a wisdom. To rest in wisdom. Yes.
You recharge. And God loves it when you acknowledge that you are weak. Like I said earlier on, that is when His strength is made perfect in our weaknesses.
Amen. Yo, siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi, and especially now ngoba siya ku sesukuma festive, actually ngoba sekaqalile u December. I think kungaba yiso isikhathi lesi sokuthi siphumule u acknowledge ukuthi, you know, ngisebenzile unyaka usaqala na kusozofika emaphethelweni, and umzimba nayo uyasho ukuthi hayi manje sengikhathele. So yes, it's cutless so with him now it's at a little toba ngoba abaningi bayavala emisebenzini, you know, and okuhle ukuthi namanye amabandla if like umfundisi or uya leader lapha esontweni amanye amasonto ayavala ukuze abantu bayophumula. Mhm. Wow, siyabonga kakhulu nge-motivation enamandla lapho sikhumbuza khona ukuthi it doesn't matter ukuthi wena uyitshela ukuthi u-strong kangakanani, kodwa siba khona isikhathi lapho ukuthi nawe uyakhathala and ayikho into e-wrong and akusho ukuthi u-weak lapho ke uthatha isikhathi khona ukuthi hayi cha, nami sokulingene manje ithi ngiphumule. Siyabonga mfundisi. Lena ngoba i-special show, so ngizothanda ukuthi siphume ngomculo okhethwe nguwena. Iyiphi ingoma ongathanda ukuthi ngikudlalele yona today?
Benjamin Dube, In Your Presence.
In Your Presence. Why uyithanda le ngoma?
This is one of the songs that has really uplifted me when I was going through my own desert.
Yeah.
It reminded me that in his presence, mm-hmm. everything that one needs will get in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm. On Tuesday, kuzobe kuyi Reconciliation Day, and then tina siqala today, ngoba on Tuesday ngizobe ngingekho lana. So kuwena i-reconciliation isho ukuthini?
Reconciliation is a very crucial thing when a lady be. Mm. Remember that even the Messiah himself reconciled us with the Father through going to the cross.
Yeah.
Now, we know that lie in South Africa, we celebrate the reconciliation after the disaster that took place for quite a long time in our country. However, God's wisdom took place and the bloodshed was stopped. Mm. That is why we celebrate Lebusuku Butuai Reconciliation Day. This is a day where you have an opportunity to reconcile with your family members that you were no longer in speaking terms with. This is an opportunity to reconcile with your fellow brother or sister in the Lord that you were not in speaking terms with. You know that neighbor you were not in speaking terms with, that colleague, that business partner you were not in speaking terms with. This is an opportunity, especially as a child of Yahuwah. Let this day convict you to go back and make peace with that one particular person that brings joy to the kingdom. Let us reconcile as the Father says we ought to reconcile.
Amen. Yo, mongekho la emoyeni utholakala kanjani?
Benjamin Kong on Facebook, Benjamin Kong on TikTok, and Benjamin Kong on Instagram. A public line is 072-041-8029. 072-041-8029 for bookings and book sales.
Amen. Pastor Benji, thank you for pouring into us namhlanje. We appreciate your wisdom and may God bless you until sihlangana futhi evikini elizayo. Ithingi kipe ngalo mhlabelelo othandwe nguwena uBishop Benjamin Dube ethi In Your Presence.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.